it with me so they can hear us inside. Less prison, more treatment.
Rabbis, ministers, bishops, and the leader of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee took turns at the podium calling for replacing what they called a counterproductive policy of incarcerating low-level nonviolent offenders with a policy of treatment and community supervision. Othman Atta of the Islamic Society says the policy change makes sense from both a political and religious standpoint.
As religious leaders, as political leaders, as members of society, to help those who have stumbled, not to incarcerate them, but to help them overcome their challenges. This is a much better and effective strategy for all.
In concrete terms, the campaign to cut the prison population from 22,000 to 11,000 is asking for a $75 million boost in funding for treatment and prison diversion programs, programs that now receive about $1 million a year. Bishop Jeff Barrow of the Greater Milwaukee Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church says that shift will help slow the revolving door into and out of prison.
If they need treatment, it hasn't been received in prison. They sometimes have child support payments that continue without a job. They may have an officer in the community that doesn't like them, and there's a good chance they're going to have a broken taillight infraction that starts a process all over. We need to do something different than what we are doing.
Prison reformers in the state say shifting priorities to treatment will help reduce the $1 billion a year the state now spends on prisons. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.